This is the first budget to begin to properly recognise the significance of the funding challenges within health and care. This is in part one of the underlying reasons for the supplementary vote request coming to this Honourable Court next month, a process which I very much intend to become the exception, not the rule, as it has been in recent years. A growth bid, based on the funding approach set out by Sir Jonathan Michael, is built into this budget to try and address the escalating costs brought about by demographic and non-demographic changes that are facing the health and care services. Rising drugs costs, increasing complexity, and an increase in the required levels of activity are just some examples of the pressures on finances, and this approach will try and help address these challenges. And this doesn't mean we're providing Manx Care with a blank cheque, because as well as ensuring the budget has been correctly baselined, we also have to ensure Manx Care are delivering efficiencies, and as the Treasury Minister mentioned, providing value for money. So as part of the mandate that provides this funding to Manx Care, we have also included a cost improvement programme, a target of £4.3 million for this upcoming financial year. Importantly, as Manx Care deliver on their savings target, they will be able to reinvest these savings straight back into the health and care system. This is not about cost. This is about value. And so whilst we will be constantly trying to find efficiencies and improvements, we will be seeking at all times to ensure the services being provided are the right services for the island. However, the cost pressures such as those I mentioned earlier will continue, regardless of how efficiently Manx Care is able to operate. And so in the longer term, this new funding model will have to continue to evolve. Health and care is by definition a demand-led service, and it's not always possible to predict when the highs and lows may come. So it is welcome that as part of this budget, the Treasury have acknowledged this and have taken steps to ensure a contingency fund is available to the department to help Manx Care manage the peaks and troughs of healthcare funding. Although, Mr. President, I freely acknowledge we will see far more peaks than troughs. Sure.